We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Adam Schefter joined the guys on the Trap or Draw podcast. I want to credit those guys, Jamal and Dre and that crew. And Schefter said something to the effect like, yeah, if you want to pre-order a Jaden Daniels jersey, go ahead for Commanders fans. But does the Daniels thing seem pretty inevitable to you?
It feels like it's making its way that direction. The only caveat or pullback from the Schefter thing is I think he said, he didn't get that from somebody in the building. That's from the sense around the league. So, again, you know, we're hearing all these reports from people around the league, but not necessarily directly from inside the building. But obviously, Schefter's hit rate is 99.5%.
He's so high.
It feels like it's making its way that direction, and I believe there may be a new number five in Washington come draft day.
How do you think that goes down with Tress? I guess I could ask him, but I don't want to put him in a weird spot.
Yeah, so one of my buddies was asking about it the other day.
Tress is a Pro Bowl NFL player for multiple years. Jaden can make a new adjustment and change his number and keep moving. That's coming from college.
Yo, Kirk got a new number, and it wasn't even for a Pro Bowler, right?
Yeah. I don't think that's something that Tress has to automatically change.
Tress doesn't automatically have to give it up, but he's such a nice guy that he may. The Kirk thing was interesting because for Kirk to change back to number 8, he had to buy out all of the Kyle Pitts jerseys that the NFL had in stock. And we know that Kirk is a frugal man who's made – you know, a buttload of money, but
watch
he didn't want to do
dollars.
That, so that's kind of why he didn't go to number 8. And there aren't a lot of punters in the league that would have a lot of back stock of, you know, their jerseys, but if there's one, Tress Way probably has some, so somebody would have to buy out that back stock and
now
figure out whether that's all going to happen.
Well, thing I'll say, I just looked this up. Tress wore 36 at Oklahoma.
No, he won't wear that.
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm guessing, like, He never asked for number 5. He randomly just got assigned number 5.
Yeah, but how?
But now he's been wearing it.
How many years has he been wearing it? And listen to me, man. I'll have a discussion with Jaden if he comes here and he's a first round pick.
Number 2 overall.
Number 2 overall. Yeah, you can afford it.
Oh, yeah.
Tress has been punting in Washington.
He'll definitely be able to afford it.
This will be his 10th season.
Tress is such a nice guy. He might just give it. He might just, you know, offer it up as a token of goodwill.
Yeah,
I wouldn't do that.
I bet $50,000 will make
it. Not this day and age.
Yeah, that'll be, I mean, of all the dumb subplots, that is that is really, really near the top of the list. I saw this tweet from Bill Simmons this morning that I wanted to read about. I at least just wanted to, like, read it on air. It's hilarious, and I'm including myself in this. He says, it's hilarious that everyone spends so much time, energy, resources figuring out the NFL draft, and yet this recently happened. In 2018, the draft order for quarterbacks was Baker Mayfield first overall, Sam Darnold third, Josh Allen seventh, Josh Rosen 10th, Lamar Jackson 32nd. And 1 year prior, in 2017, it went Mitch Trubisky at 2, Pat Mahomes at 10, Deshaun Watson at 12.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean,
you don't know. Because
it's not a perfect science.
It's what happens once you get there the support the quarterback has, and how can you groom things around him? You know? The quarterback's not going to just step in here and things automatically change.
Yeah, I agree with you, Mitch. I think that there's so much of the quarterback situation that matters as much as who the player is in terms of development and whether your OC is going to, you know, cater an offense to them and they're going to bring in players around them, how they're able to develop them through the offseason and training camp and all that. Like, I think that there's a very good chance that Sam Darnold ended up in a good situation instead of where he ended up, that he could be a very good quarterback right now. But because of the situation that he was in, you know, things went south. And the same can be said for so many other guys. I think, you know, what the coaching staff that Dan Quinn and has put together with all the vets that have been around the league and guys who have worked in developing quarterbacks, they're, I believe, putting themselves in the best position to develop this guy with people who have a proven track record.
Yeah. You know, I think that's well said. I think, you know, I was talking with somebody, where was I yesterday? Oh, actually, I was talking with a dude that knows you, B. I was at my buddy Stipp's house, and we were chatting about the football, the draft coming up. And this dude knows you because his daughter did competitive dance with one of your daughters. Sam was his name. I can't remember his last name.
And that would help.
Some with a G, like Gettleman or something. But he said, he's like, man, you go to these competitive dance things, and there's not a lot of dudes you can talk sports to. And one of the things I always loved about B-Mitch is he was happy to just talk sports.
Hell yeah. 5,000 little girls running around. Yeah. I need to find somebody to talk some football with me. Yeah,
exactly. Marcus Mariota came up, and one of these guys that was at the little Masters thing was saying that, you know, with Mariota, he looked so bad in that quarterback film, in the quarterback series on Netflix, late in that Falcons season where he kind of just went AWOL. I firmly believe that because they have Brian Johnson here, and Brian Johnson was in the room with him last year in Philly, that they know the character inside and out. And everybody I've talked to that knows him says he's a great, great dude. Is that any concern to you, Mitch, about kind of what happened at the end of his Atlanta tenure 2 years ago?
It's not a big concern because it was a few years ago now, and they did bring in Brian Johnson, who obviously knows him very well, and they signed Mariota after they brought in Brian. So ostensibly, I would think that they would talk to him about how he was in the room. You know, in our short dealings with him, he sounds like a very, you know, he sounds very comfortable in the situation that he's in, knowing what's being expected of him. To me, when I look at that Atlanta situation, I wonder if it was a little bit like the Jacoby Brissett situation last year where, you know, he kind of was told he was going to compete and then all of a sudden, you know, things didn't go well for either of the two of those guys and maybe Brissett just kind of handled it a little bit better. Obviously, Mariota didn't play well in Atlanta, but he just kind of got benched sort of out of the blue, it felt like, in the show. You know, there wasn't like a whole lot of, at least on-camera discussion about it. So who knows what the background story is of what happened there. I think the fact that they brought in somebody who knows him so well and obviously I would assume vouch for him, you know, makes me not worry about it too much.
Yeah, I think I tend to agree with you there. It's interesting to watch that. Because outside of that, we haven't had a ton of exposure to this guy, but I think the situation here is really...
He was damn good as last year in college. Then he gets there, you know, but I think a lot of times the backup is a guy who you know can facilitate just in case and not going to cause a problem. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of backups will cause problems. So that's the ultimate thing.
Yeah. You want the right guy, especially in this thing where there's probably going to be a rookie. One thing that I continue to find interesting, and I don't know when his next mock will come out, but I imagine it's soon, right? But Daniel Jeremiah is, it might just be like his style, whatever, but that's a dude whose draft coverage I enjoy the most. There's plenty of people, Kuiper, yeah, there's Dane Brugler does a great job. There's lots of people, right? I like DJ. And I feel like he's pretty wired in. And he has consistently had them taking Drake May at number 2. Okay. I kind of think he's the only guy still doing that. And I believe his last mock draft came out a few weeks ago now. It was like late March. But where are you at on Drake May and even J.J. McCarthy as a possibility, Mitch?
I don't mind Drake May. I'd be very excited if it was Drake May. I mean, I'm a Jaden. I've been a Jaden Daniels guy. He's my number one guy, but I'd be perfectly good with Drake May there. J.J. McCarthy at two. I mean, I would, you know, I'm going to trust what Adam Peters does here in this first group because I think he deserves a little bit of a runway of, you know, without the skepticism. But if they go J.J. McCarthy, that guy's got to be good right away, or it's going to create, you know, a bunch of problems, or at least a lot of narrative.
I tell you that if he's not good.
What's that?
It would change the narrative if he were to make that move and he comes in and he's not very good.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, there's so much goodwill towards Adam Peters right now, and if he goes out on a limb and takes a guy like J.J. McCarthy, who isn't unanimously one of the top two or three guys, you know, I think there'd be a lot of concerns that it's, you know, the second coming of, you know, Ron Rivera, where they think that they're the smartest guy in the room and they want to outsmart the league and, you know, all those things. And, you know, I think it would create a lot of pressure on that kid to do well right away. So Drake or Jaden, all in on J.J. would be with a dash of skepticism.
No hesitance.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.